welcome to all of you.
大家晚上好，再次的欢迎大家。
Tonight is our fourth night here in Cracking the Prophecy Code Seminar.
今天是第四个晚上，我们来参加这个突破未来的演讲会。
Our topic tonight is called A Man from Space.
今天晚上我们的题目是来自外星的一个人。
Before we launch into our subject,
在我们还没有开始今晚的题目之前。
I want to remind you of the famous quote from Winston Churchill.
我要再次提醒大家这个丘吉尔他很有名的一段话。
Most people sometime in their lives stumble across the truth.
他说大多数的人在他们人生中的某一些时候都会碰见真理。
Most jump up and brush themselves off and hurry on about their business as if nothing happened.
可是大多数的人呢跳起来之后扫一扫自己就若无其事地继续他们的日常生活。
When you see the truth,
当你看见真理,
don't be like that.
希望你不会像这个样。
Let us pray before we begin our subject tonight.
所以今天晚上让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, this evening,
我们在天上的父今天晚上
as we open the Bible together,
当我们一起打开圣经
we ask you to speak to us.
我们祈求你向我们说话。
As we look at this subject called A Man from Space,
当我们来研究这个题目有关于来自外星的一个人
help us to understand what it means for us and what we need to do.
让我们能够理解这对我们有什么的意义。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求和感谢。
Amen. Amen. There are only three countries that have ever put a man in space.
只有三个国家呢曾经把人送到太空。
Do you know who they are?
你们知道是谁吗？
The first country, of course, was Russia.
第一个国家当然是苏联，前苏联。
Yuri Gagarin was the first person ever...to launch into space and successfully return.
加加林是第一个去到外太空然后平安地回来的。
Second country, of course, was the United States.
第二个国家当然是美国。
And then on October 15th of 2003,
然后2003年的10月15日,
China successfully launched an astronaut who successfully orbited the moon and returned back to Earth. His name was Yang Liwei.
中国呢就成功了派遣了他们的太空人杨利伟成功的绕了月球然后回来了。
He told his countrymen that he was doing it for the glory of the motherland.
他对所有的人说他这样做是为了他的国家的荣耀。
When he returned, he was hailed as a hero.
他回来的时候人们欢迎他成为一个英雄。
And while people looked forward to his successful return,
当人们等待着他成功回来
The Bible speaks of another person who is coming from outer space.
圣经呢就提到另外一个人，他要从外星回来。
Who is this person?
这个人是谁呢？
Please take your Bibles.
请你打开圣经。
And you'll notice that tonight we have these verses on the screen.
你注意到今天晚上呢，我们把经文呢都放到荧幕上。
So if you have trouble finding it, you can just look on the screen. But I encourage you.If you can, to follow along in your own Bibles.
当然我鼓励大家呢能够一起的翻圣经但是如果你翻不到的话你可以看上荧幕这边。
Notice the words of Jesus.
耶稣这么说。
Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
Today, we live in a world where there are many things that trouble us.
今天我们活在这个充满忧虑的世界。
We live in a world where the economies of the world are crumbling before our eyes.
当我们看见这个世界呢，这个经济就在要崩溃。
We live in a world where epidemics of flu and outbreaks of disease are ever increasing.
各种各样的疾病呢，不断的增加。
We live in a world today where violence and crime take the lives of innocent victims.
各种的罪行和暴力呢，欺压了那一些无辜的人。
But the words of Jesus are especially relevant for us tonight.
所以今天晚上耶稣的话对我们来是有重要的意义。
Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled.
耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
He said in verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions.
他说在我父家里有许多住处。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
But verse 3 says,
第三节说,
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
Notice what Jesus said.
你注意耶稣怎么说？
Jesus did not say, I might come back again.
耶稣没有说我可能会回来。
He didn't say, there's a good chance that I'll come back again.
他没有说大有可能我会回来。
Jesus said, I will come again.
耶稣说我必回来。
The man from space that is coming, his name is Jesus, and he will come back, according to the Bible, very soon.
就从外星呢要回来的这个人，他的名字就叫做耶稣，根据圣经所预言的。
And unlike the return of Yang Lifei,
就不像这杨立伟的回归
the coming of Jesus will impact this world and every person living in it.
耶稣的回来呢，他会影响到这世界的每一个人，每一个活着的人。
Now, tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about the coming of Jesus.
今天晚上我要跟大家谈一谈呢，有关于耶稣的回来。
What will this coming from of Jesus, what will it be like?
耶稣的回来将会是怎么样的呢？
How many people will witness this event?
有多少人可以见得到呢？
Let's notice what the Bible says.
让我们来看看圣经怎么说。
We're going to look at the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7.
我们要翻开启示录第一章第七节。
How many people will see Jesus when he comes?
当耶稣来的时候，有多少人可以见到他呢？
Here's what the Bible says.
圣经这么说。
It says, Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him.
看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他。
The Bible says that when Jesus comes, every eye is going to see him.
圣经说，当耶稣来的时候，每一双眼睛都要看见他。
That's not all.
不止如此。
The Bible says that when Jesus returns,
圣经说当耶稣回来的时候，
He does not come back alone.
他并不是单独回来的。
Who does Jesus come back with?
他回来的时候有什么人要跟他一起回来呢？
Matthew chapter 25,
在马太福音第二十五章
and verse 31,
第三十一节。
This is what the Bible tells us.
圣经这么告诉我们。
The Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him,Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
Now I want to ask you, according to the Bible,
根据圣经来说，我要问你。
When Jesus comes back a second time,
当耶稣第二次回来的时候，
Who is going to come back with Jesus? What does the Bible say?
是谁要跟他一起回来呢？圣经怎么说？
Who's going to come back with Jesus?
是谁呢？
All the angels.
天使，对。
Now you might be wondering,
你可能会想。
Why do the angels come back with Jesus?
为什么天使要跟他回来呢？
Well, according to the Matthew 24,
根据马太福音第二十四章
and verse 31,
第三十一节
the Bible says that when Jesus comes,
圣经这么说，他说当耶稣来的时候，
he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds.
他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召聚了来。
When Jesus comes, the Bible says he comes with angels.
当耶稣来的时候，圣经说他要带着他的天使来。
Why do these angels come?
为什么这些天使要来？
Because the Bible says that those angels, they come to gather the righteous from the four corners of the earth.
因为这些天使呢，来是要召聚所有的义人，从天的四方聚在一起。
I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day.
我不知道你怎么想，可是我的确是很盼望。
If you were with us last night,
如果你昨晚跟我们在一起，
one of the things that we learned is that when Jesus comes, the dead will be raised.
其中一个我们学习到的就是当耶稣来的时候，死人都要复活。
It will be a time of reunion for the dead and for the living righteous.
那些死去的人还有活着的义人呢，他们重新相会的那一天。
But you know, the Bible tells us more about the coming of Jesus.
圣经呢还告诉我们更多有关于耶稣再来的事。
Not only when Jesus comes will you be able to see it.
不只是当耶稣来的时候我们可以看见。
Not only does Jesus come back with all of the angels.
不只是他跟所有的天使一起来。
The Bible says when Jesus comes, you're going to hear it.
而且圣经说呢，当耶稣来的时候你会听得见的。
Here's what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16.
第十六节。
This is what the Bible says.
圣经这么告诉我们。
The Bible says that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音。
It says, and with the voice of the archangel.
和天使长的声音。
And with the trumpet of God.
又有上帝的号吹响。
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
In verse 16,
第十六节
three times the Bible mentions that when Jesus comes, you can hear it.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，当耶稣来的时候，你是听得见的。
He comes with a shout.
因为有大呼喊。
He comes with the voice of the archangel.
还有天使长的声音。
He comes with the trumpet of God.
还有上帝的号筒。
When I used to be a teacher.
我曾经是个老师。
Some days I would be in the office grading papers until late at night.
有时候呢，我会工作到很晚，在办公室改考卷。
And, you know, your back hurts if you're sitting over a desk all day.
如果你一整天都坐在桌前的话，那么你的背呢就会疼痛。
So I would come home at 10:30, sometimes 11:30 at night.
所以有时候我十点半、十一点或者十二点半才回到家里。
And I wanted to relax.
然后我希望能够放轻松了。
I had a guitar.
我有一个六弦琴。
So I would play guitar very quietly.
所以呢，我就会静静的弹吉他。
Why quietly?
为什么静静的呢?
Because upstairs, I had a roommate.
因为呢，在楼上我有一个跟我同住的人。
And he was sleeping very early.
他很早就睡的。
My roommate upstairs.
住在我楼上的这个同住的人。
He played the trumpet.
他是吹喇叭的。
But he never came home at 10:30.
但是他从来不十点半回来。
And said, oh, I'm going to relax. I'm going to play trumpet.
然后就开始吹喇叭，说他需要轻松一点。
Why not?
为什么不呢?
Trumpet is very loud.
因为喇叭是很大声的。
You cannot play the trumpet quietly.
你不能够轻轻地吹喇叭。
If you live in a house,
如果你住在一个屋子里,
and the neighbor boy is learning the trumpet,
然后你个邻居呢正在学习吹喇叭,
you know when he's practicing, isn't that right?
你知道他什么时候在练习。
Jesus comes with the sound of a trumpet.
耶稣来的时候是有号筒的声音。
So you can see when Jesus comes.
当耶稣来时，你看得见。
You will hear when Jesus comes.
你也听得见。
Jesus comes with all of the angels.
而且他来的时候带着所有的天使。
But that's not all.
还不止如此。
The Bible also tells us that when Jesus comes,
圣经也告诉我们，当耶稣来的时候，
another way that you will know,
另外一个方法是你会知道的。
Is that when Jesus comes, something's going to happen to your body.
当耶稣来的时候，你的身体会产生一些变化。
Here's what the Bible says.
圣经这么说
In 1 Corinthians 15,
在哥林多前书第15章
You will know that Jesus has come
你会知道耶稣已经来了
Because something is going to happen to your body
因为呢你的身体会产生一些变化
Bible says, Behold, I show you a mystery
圣经这么说在15章第51节他说
We shall not all sleep
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们我们不是都要睡觉
But we shall be changed
乃是都要改变
Verse 52 says
52节说
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye At the last trumpet For the trumpet shall sound And the dead shall be raised incorruptible And we shall be changed
就在一霎间转眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变
Verse 53 says
53节说
For this corruptible must put on incorruption And this mortal must put on immortality
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的
How will you know that Jesus has come?
你怎么知道耶稣来了呢
You will see Jesus come
你会看见耶稣来
He comes with all the angels
他带着所有的天使来
You will hear that Jesus has come
你会听见耶稣来
But another way that you know that Jesus has come is because your body is going to be changed.
而且你会知道，因为你的身体产生了改变。
The Bible tells us that when Jesus comes, you will go from a body that can die to a body that will not be able to die.
圣经告诉我们，当耶稣来的时候，你的身体会从必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
I want a new body. How about you?
我希望能够得到新的身体，你呢？
Now, you know, the Bible tells us something else.
圣经又告诉我们另外的一些事。
It tells us that when Jesus comes,
他告诉我们当耶稣来的时候
this earth will not be the same.
这个地球呢不再是同样的了。
And the Bible tells us this in Jeremiah chapter 4.
在耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书第四章。
And verse 23.
第二十三节。
And here's the description of what earth looks like after Jesus comes.
在耶稣来了之后呢，这里就形容到地球是怎么样的。
The Bible says, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light.
我观看地，不料地是空虚混沌，我观看天，天也无光。
Verse 24, I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly.
我观看大山，不料竟都震动，小山也都摇来摇去。
Verse 25 says, I beheld the fruitful, I beheld and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled.
25节我观看，不料无人，空中的飞鸟也都躲避。
Verse 26 says,
26节
I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness.
我观看不了肥田变为荒地。
All the cities were broken down by the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger.
一切城邑在耶和华面前因他的烈怒都被拆毁。
The Bible says when Jesus comes,
圣经告诉我们当耶稣来的时候
the earth will be completely destroyed.
这整个地球会完全的被摧毁。
Can you imagine what the earth will look like?
你会想象得到吗？地球是变成怎么样的？
Maybe you saw pictures of the devastation of the earthquake off of the coast of Indonesia.
可能呢，你看到这些图片啊，在印尼的大地震过后的那个废墟。
Houses are just piles of rocks.
那些屋子呢，高楼大厦都变成了一堆的石头。
Trees down.
树也被吹倒了。
Just water and debris and garbage everywhere.
一切到处都是那些垃圾了，那些。倒下来的东西。
The Bible is giving us this description of what earth will look like when Jesus comes.
耶稣呢，圣经呢就告诉我们，当耶稣来的时候，这个地球就会变成这个样子。
Now, the Bible tells us something important about the coming of Jesus.
圣经也告诉我们一些很重要的事，有关于耶稣的来临。
I want you to look with me at Matthew 24.
我要大家翻到马太福音第24章。
Matthew 24 and verse 42.
马太24章第42节
The Bible says, Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come.
所以你们要惊醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Now the Bible says that we do not know exactly when Jesus will come.
圣经告诉我们，我们并不知道耶稣实际来临的时候。
And then the Bible compares the coming of Jesus to something.
然后呢，耶稣呢，就用圣经呢就用一种的比喻来表达耶稣是怎么样的来。
Look at verse 43.
第43节。
The Bible says, But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。
Have you ever checked your mobile phone message?
你有没有试过查你的这个手提电话的信息
？And you have a voicemail from someone.
然后呢，这边有一个留言。
You don't know who it is.
你不知道是谁
？It's a man.
是一个男人。
He has a deep voice.
一个很低沉的声音。
And he says, "I am coming to your house tonight at 2:00."
然后他说，我今天晚上两点钟要到你的家。
While you're sleeping,
你睡觉的时候
，I'm going to steal your Samsung TV.
我就要把你的电视机呢抄走。
I also know where you keep your money.
我也知道你把钱收在什么地方。
And I know where your computer is.
我也知道你的电脑放在哪里。
And while you're sleeping tonight at 2:00, I'm going to come and steal it.
今天晚上当你睡着的时候呢，凌晨二点钟我就来把这些东西偷走。
Did you ever get a message like that?
你有没有收到过这样的信息呢
？No.
当然不可能。
Why?
为什么呢
？A thief does not tell you when he's coming.
当然一个贼呢他要来他不会告诉你他什么时候来。
Jesus said that his coming will be like a thief.
耶稣说他的来临呢就好像个贼那样。
He means that Jesus will come at a time when you are not expecting.
耶稣他的意思是说他来的时候呢是你预想不到的时候。
Thief does not tell you when he's coming.
因为贼不会告诉你他什么时候来。
So what do you do?
那你要怎么办
?You always have to be ready.
你必须要随时随地的都要警醒。
But Jesus does not want us to have no idea of when he's coming.
可是呢，耶稣他并不是要我们完全不知道他的来临。
He wants to give us some signs to know when it is near.
他要给我们一些预兆，让我们知道说他的来临已经靠近了。
Some of you are sitting here tonight.
今天晚上有些人坐在这里。
And you're saying, well, why can't Jesus just tell us?
为什么耶稣不能够就这么直接告诉我们？
How come he can't tell us when he's coming?
为什么他不能告诉我们他什么时候来呢？
I'll tell you why.
我告诉你为什么。
You see, if Jesus told us that he's coming in 2012,
如果耶稣告诉你他是在2012年要来
you know what people would do?
那么你想人们会怎么做
They would live like God did not exist until 2011, the month of November.
然后呢，他们过那种生活，好像上帝是永远不存在的那种，一直活到2011年的11月。
And then December, they try to get ready.
然后十二月的时候就开始准备。
God doesn't want that.
上帝不要这样子的。
He wants you to always be ready.
他要你常常时时刻刻都准备好。
And so he gave us some signs.
所以他给我们一些预兆。
So that we can know what to look for, to know, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
这样我们就看见这些预兆，就知道说，哦，他要来了，他要来了。
Now, notice what Jesus said in Matthew 24, or what the disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 3.
你注意到在马太福音第二十四章第四节，第三节，门徒怎样问耶稣？
As he sat upon the Mount of Olives,
当他在橄榄山上坐下来的时候
the disciples came unto him privately saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
门徒暗暗地来说请告诉我们什么时候有这些事你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢
Disciples are asking, what will the signs be like of the end of the world and of your coming?
这些门徒们就问耶稣啊你来的时候这个世界的末了有什么样的预兆呢
Now, before Jesus gives them the signs,
在耶稣还没有告诉他们这些预兆之前
the first thing he said,
他所说的第一件事
in verse 4,
在第四节
he said, take heed that nobody deceives you.
他说你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑你们
And then in verse 5, he said,
然后第五节他说
for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
因为将有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督并且要迷惑许多人
In verse 11 he said
第十一节他又说
Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many
先有好些假先知起来迷惑多人
And then in verse 24 he said
二十四节他又说
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall deceive if possible the very elect
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大启示倘若能行连选民也就迷惑了
Now, each night,
每一个晚上
I shake hands with you at the door.
我在门前呢跟大家握手
And I ask some of you what your name is.
我就问一些人你的名字是什么
But it's very hard for me
可是呢对我来说是很困难
to remember people's names.
能够记得这每一个人的名字
So if sometimes you tell me what your name is,
有时候如果你告诉我你的名字是什么
after you go,
你走了之后
I will say, okay, his name is Wan Fei, Wan Fei, Wan Fei, Wan Fei. I try to say it again and again and again.
我就会一再地重复你的名字。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because if you say it once,
因为如果你只说一次,
you might forget.
可能会忘记。
Jesus told the disciples four times.
所以耶稣呢,告诉这些门徒们四次。
He said, don't be deceived, don't be deceived, don't be deceived, don't be deceived.
他说不要被迷惑不要被迷惑不要被迷惑不要被迷惑
Jesus was telling us something.
耶稣呢尝试告诉我们一些事
He was trying to let us know that deception
他要让我们知道这个迷惑人的事
is coming.
就要来了
And you see, friends, we need to understand how we can avoid being deceived about the coming of Jesus.
各位朋友，我们必须要了解到怎样才能够避免被迷惑有关于耶稣再来这件事。
Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 22.
你注意到耶稣在马太福音第二十二章他怎么说
?Matthew 22 and verse 29, Jesus said this.
在马太福音二十二章第二十九节
He said, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God.
耶稣回答说你们错了因为不明白圣经也不晓得上帝的大能
Why do people make mistakes when it comes to spiritual things?
有关于属灵的事情来到属灵的事情为什么人们会做错呢
Why?
为什么呢
Because they don't know the scriptures
因为他们不明白圣经
You know, today if you ask people
今天如果你问一些人
About computers or if you ask them about books or ask them about moviesPeople know so many things.
你问人家有关于电脑，有关于这些影片的事情，他们都知道的很多。
But when it comes to spiritual things,
可是你谈论到有关于属灵的事情
，people are sometimes like little children. They don't know anything.
可是有些人呢，就好像小孩子那样一无所知。
If you don't want to be deceived,
如果你不想要被迷惑。
You have to make sure that you understand what the Bible says.
那么你必须要肯定你了解圣经所说的。
Now, tonight we want to talk about signs.
今天晚上呢我们要讲有关于科学。
We want to learn something about what happened in the past.
但是呢我们希望能够从过去学习到一些教训。
You see, history repeats itself.
你知道呢历史是一再的重复的。
Now, when Jesus came the first time,
当耶稣第一次来到这个地球
In the Bible, there were 300 prophecies that pointed forward to the coming of Jesus.
在圣经里面有超过300次的预言呢，指向耶稣第一次的来临。
300 prophecies that told where he would be born, what family, around what time he would be born. All of these signs were given in the Bible.
在这300个预言呢， 谈论到耶稣第一次的来临，他会来到什么地方，在什么时候会来临，而且呢，他会生在什么样的家庭里，都有关于他这个来临的预兆。
But I want to ask you a question.
可是我要问大家一个问题。
When Jesus was born,
当耶稣出生的时候，
How many people were waiting for him?
有多少人在等待他呢？
How many?
有多少人呢？
So few.
是这么的少。
Why?
为什么呢？
Now, I want to be clear, it's not because there was not evidence in the Bible for what the first coming of Jesus would be like.
我要强调的是，并不是说圣经里面没有提到说有任何的有关于耶稣第一次来临的事。
From here to KL, it's about 4 hours.
从这里到吉隆坡的还是个小时吧。
Let's say that from here to KL, there was 300 signs that said this way to KL.
如果从这里到吉隆坡呢，有300个标志在那边告诉你从 这条路出去吉隆坡的。
Could you get lost?
你会不会迷失呢？
I hope not.
我希望不会。
Only if you don't look at the signs.
除非你不看这些标志。
So why did the Jews miss the first coming of Jesus?
那你说为什么犹太人他们会错过了耶稣第一次的来临呢？
There are actually 2 reasons why.
其实有两个原因，为什么？
Number one, the average person was not reading the Bible and studying it.
第一个原因就是一般上的人呢都不读圣经，也不研究圣经。
Number two, the leaders of that time were not understanding the Bible correctly and teaching it correctly.
而当第二个原因就是当时的属灵的领袖，他们并没有真正的了解圣经，或者也不真正的去教导这些对的信息。
Now, this is very important.
这是很重要的。
Because of these two problems,
因为这两个问题，
the people of Jesus' time missed his first coming.
耶稣的时代的那些人呢，他们就错过了他第一次的来临。
Did you know that in the Bible,
你知道吗，在圣经里面，
there are many more signs about the second coming and the end of the world.
有关于耶稣第二次的来临和世界的末了呢，有更多的预言。
But here's a question for you.
可是现在有对大家有一个问题。
Could what happened to Jesus' first coming, could it happen again?
当耶稣第一次来临的时候发生的事会不会再重演呢？
Yes or no?
会吗？
Yes.
会的。
Now think about this today.
今天晚上你想。
Are people studying the Bible much for themselves?
人们会不会自己研究圣经呢？有没有呢？
Not many.
不是很多。
And you know, the other problem is, if you trust too much in the pastor or the teacher,
还有另外一个问题，就是如果你太过信任你的属灵的领袖或者是你的牧师，
What if they're wrong?
如果他们错了呢？
Then you're going to be deceived because you were learning what was wrong.
那么你就会被欺骗了，因为你在学习的是错误的东西。
We need to know for ourselves what truth is.
我们必须要亲自的知道真理是什么。
In the Bible, there are 2,500 references for the second coming.
在圣经里面有2500个谈论到耶稣再来的经文。
If there are 2,500 signs from here to KL that says this way to KL,
如果从这边到吉隆坡有2500个标志说这是去吉隆坡的路，
could you get lost?
你会不会迷路呢？
I hope not.
我希望不会。
Now tonight, let's talk about some of these signs.
今天晚上我们来谈论一些有关于这个预兆。
The first sign that Jesus gave,
第一个预兆，耶稣给的第一个预兆。
Jesus said that you will know my coming is near because there will be international conflicts.
耶稣说，当你看见国际之间的纠纷，那么你就知道我的来临近了。
Look at verse 6 of Matthew 24.
在马太福音第24章第6节。
Matthew 24 verse 6, Jesus said, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
Verse 7 says, For nation shall rise against nation.
第7节，民要攻打民。
Now notice that Jesus said before he comes,
耶稣说当他来之前，
One of the signs that you will see is that nation will rise against nation.
第一件你要看见的预兆就是民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
Let's review just the past century.
我们来看看只是过去的一个世纪。
In World War I,
在第一次世界大战，
20 million people died.
两千万人死亡。
That's all the people of Malaysia.
这是马来西亚所有的人口。
In just one war, they could have wiped out everybody in this country.
就是一次的战争可以把全国人民杀害了。
In World War II,
在第二次世界大战
50 million people died.
五千万人死亡。
That's twice and then a half of the population of Malaysia.
就马来西亚人民的两倍半。
That's not even counting the number of people that died during the Korean War.
你还不要算这些在韩战死去的人。
Vietnam.
越战死去的人。
Cambodia.
柬埔寨的战争。
The Gulf Wars.
海湾战争。
Rwanda.
还有卢旺达的战争。
Do you realize that these wars altogether...
你知不知道这所有的战争加起来
In the 20th century, someone has said that 180 million people died just from warfare.
在这二十世纪里面单单是死于战争的人口就有一亿八千万人之多
You know, in the past, when mankind only had sword and bow and arrow and spear,
在过去呢，人们打仗呢，不过是用刀、用剑啊，用着枪。
You could only kill like one person at a time.
可能一次就杀死一个人。
But now with one bomb.
可是现在呢，一粒的炸弹。
You can wipe out a whole city.
可以把整座城市摧毁。
And so what Jesus predicted was true.
所以耶稣所预言的这个预兆是真的。
As we get closer to the end of time.
当我们渐渐的来近靠近了世界的末日。
He predicted that there would be an increase of war.
他在那边预言说呢，将会有战争的增加。
Now, I know what some of you are thinking.
可能有些人心里会想。
Some of you are saying, wait a minute. Always since mankind has been, there has always been war.
你会说有人存在的时候一开始呢就有了战争。
How can this be a sign of Jesus coming?
那这怎么可能是耶稣来临再来的这个预兆呢
?People are always fighting.
因为人们永远都在打战。
Matthew 24 verse 8.
马太福音第二十四章第八节。
It's a very short verse.
这边是很短的一句话。
But after giving the signs in verse 6 and 7,
在第六和第七节他说到这个预兆之后
Jesus said, all these are the beginning of sorrows.
耶稣说呢这都是灾难的起头。
Now, this word sorrows,
灾难
in the original Greek,
在原文希腊文
it means birth pain.
所说的是生产的痛苦。
When my first son was born,
当我的第一个儿子出生的时候
Before my first son was born
在我的第一个儿子还没出生的时候
My wife and I were walking around the store shopping
我和我的太太呢就在这个超级市场走买东西
And then she said to me
然后她就对我说
It's time to go
我们必须要走了
So we went
然后我们就走了
And like 8 hours later my son was born
八个小时过后呢我的儿子出生了
She told me later
过后呢她告诉我
She knew that the baby was coming
她知道这个婴儿要出生了。
Mothers, you know this.
做母亲的都知道是吧
She said that the contractions were getting stronger.
她的这个子宫的收缩呢越来越强烈。
And she said that they were getting more close, like 10 minutes apart.
而且呢会越来她的频率呢越来越快就是她之间的距离越来越短。
And when she saw those two things, the contractions were getting stronger and closer,
他这个疼痛呢越加的强烈而且呢他的距离呢越短的时候
She knew the baby was coming.
他知道这个婴儿要出来了。
See, Jesus said in verses 6 and 7, these are the signs to look for.
耶稣呢在第六节第七节说这就是你要找的预兆。
And then in verse 8, he said, these are all the beginning of the birth pains.
然后呢第八节他说这一切呢就是生产的痛苦的起头。
Has there always been war on earth?
地上常常都有战争吗
Yes.
当然
But as we get closer to the coming of Jesus,
可是当我们越来越靠近耶稣的来临
these will become more frequent and they will become more intense.
这个频率呢会越来越多而且呢会越来越强烈
We live in an age now where people can die by the thousands because of the weapons that man has.
今天我们活着的世界呢人们会成千上万的死去只不过是因为这个武器
Another sign that Jesus gave,
另外一个耶稣给的预兆
is found in the book of Revelation.
是在启示录。
The Bible predicted that before Jesus comes,
圣经呢就预言到在耶稣来临之前
mankind would have the ability to destroy this world. Revelation chapter 11.
人们呢会有这个能力来毁灭这个地球在启示录第十一章。
Look carefully at verse 18.
第十八节。
Here's what the Bible says.
圣经怎么说?
The nations were angry and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophet, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth.
外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判使人的时候也到了，你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小的奖赏的时候也到了，你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了。
Please notice what the Bible says.
请你注意圣经怎么说。
It says that Jesus comes at a time.
他说当耶稣来的时候,
when mankind possesses the ability to destroy this world.
人们呢会有这个能力来毁灭整个地球。
150 years ago,
在150年前,
200 years ago,
200年前,
mankind could not destroy this world.
人是不能够毁灭这整个地球。
How?
怎样呢?
I mean, with a sword, you can't kill the earth.
你不能够用这个刀啊, 就杀死这个地球。
Things have changed now.
可是现在呢, 事情不同了。
Someone, this is from a magazine.
这是在,
oh, no, a newspaper. This is a newspaper.
这是在报章上的一个报道。
If you took all the atomic weapons that countries have made,
如果你把各国的原子武器啊, 都拿出来,
and you detonated them,
然后把它们全部合在一起,
you could destroy everything that is living on the earth four times.
你可以把这地球所有活着的东西呢杀死四次。
They say that after this would happen,
他说这一切发生,
the only thing that would survive,
这一切发生之后呢, 唯一能够还存留的,
are certain microbes,
是那些微生物,
and cockroaches.
就是蟑螂。
But can you imagine everything else could be completely destroyed?
可是你能想象吗? 所有的一切都被毁灭。
You see, 150 years ago, Jesus couldn't have come.
在150年前,耶稣是不可能来的。
200 years ago, Jesus could not have come.
200年前,耶稣也是不可能来。
The Bible says that Jesus would come at a time when men had the ability to destroy the earth.
圣经告诉我们呢, 耶稣来的时候是在人们能够有能力毁灭整个地球的时候。
You know, today, there's another way that people are destroying the earth.
还有呢, 今天人们还用不同的方法来毁灭这个地球。
There is much pollution that is happening.
今天呢有很多环境污染的事情。
In the United States.
在美国,
there was one part of the country where they stored nuclear waste.
在一个地方呢，他们就把这些制造核子的原料的东西呢，丢弃的东西堆在那边。
It leaked into the water.
然后呢，这些原料呢就进入了水源。Children
in that area developed cancer.
然后在那个地区居住的小孩呢，他们就患上了癌症。
This is happening all over the world.
而这样的事情呢，在全世界都发生。
Now, the Bible gives us another sign.
圣经给我们另外一个预兆。
The Bible said that before Jesus comes,
圣经说在耶稣来之前呢,
that we would see famines increasing.
我们会看见饥荒的事情不断的增加。
Notice what the Bible says in Matthew 24 and verse 7.
你注意在马太福音第24章第7节。
Matthew 24 and verse 7.
马太福音24章第7节。
Here's what the Bible says.
圣经怎么说?
For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒。
Now, this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because remember what we said, the things in verses 6 and 7, they are all, according to verse 8, they are the beginning of the birth pains.
在根据第八节所说呢,第七节和第六节所形容的这些预兆呢,不过是惨难的起头。
When you read the Bible,
当你读圣经,
there were famines in the Bible times.
在圣经的时候也有饥荒。
But remember, as we get closer to the coming of Jesus,
可是你记得, 当我们越来越靠近耶稣再来的日子,
these things will become more frequent and more intense.
这样的事情呢, 会越来越频繁, 而且就常常的发生, 而且呢, 会越来越的厉害,
Did you know that 1/6 of the world is malnourished or is living from harvest to harvest? If one harvest failed, they would go hungry without international aid.
你知道吗? 在全个地球上有六分之一的人呢, 六分之一的地方的人啊，他们都是活着不够营养或者不够食物的情况下，他们每一次的收割就足够那个时候吃。如果一次没有收割呢，就没东西吃了。They
are counting that every year 57 million people die either because of malnutrition-related issues or because they are starving.
每一年啊，都有5700万的人因为不够吃而死。
That's 156,000 people dying every day.
就是每一天啊，有156,000的人因为不够吃，饥饿死亡。
If you're attending this camp,
如果你来参加这个聚会，
make sure you don't leave any food on the plate, okay?
请你不要浪费食物。
You know, it's very interesting. Scientists are studying how quickly the people is growing.
科学家呢，他们就研究啊，人口呢怎样不断的增长。
They say that 60% of the world is malnourished.
他说呢，在整个世界的人口里面，有60%呢是不够吃的，吃不够的。
I had the privilege of going to Haiti.
我曾经去过海地这个地方。
Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
在这个西半球呢，海地是最贫穷的地方。
It is a very undeveloped country.
是一个还没有发展的国家。
I visited an orphanage there.
我就去探访了当地的一个孤儿院。
The director told me that one of the children that he found.
一个这个孤儿院长就告诉我呢，有一个他所发现的小孩。
The way he found him was.
他怎样会发现这个小孩呢
？When the garbage truck would drive by every morning.
当这个垃圾车每天早上驶过的时候
，The little boy was so hungry.
这小男孩呢是多么的饥饿
，That he would lick the tires of the garbage truck.
他会去舔这个垃圾车走过的那个轮胎的痕迹。
And it's interesting that same boy he had a little film, you know those film cases, you know those little.
而且呢、这个、
those little cans that the film used to come in, those little things.
而且呢，这个小男孩很有趣的，就是他袋子里面呢有一个这个人家装菲林的这个罐子。
He would carry it around with him, and he put like little food in there.
然后呢，他就把他捡到的那小小的食物，就放在这个小小的装菲林的罐子。
Now this chart on the screen here tonight is a chart that compares two things.
在这个图在图上面的呢，这个表。就是它要比较两件事。
It compares how quickly the population has been growing of the world.
它比较人口世界人口的增长率。
And it compares that to the amount of land that is available for growing food.
然后比较这个牧场和农地啊，就是耕地呢，它的这个能够出产食物的。
And what they are saying is not far from now.
而这边呢，你所看见的呢，距离我们不远了。
You know, when countries have more people, they have to use up farmland in order to build cities and towns.
当人口增加的时候，人们必须要用这个农地呢，来建造这个让人居住的房屋。
They are saying that soon all of the land available will not be enough to feed the people of the world.
他们告诉我们啊，就是这一日很快的来临，这所有的农地呢，所能出产的食物不够，不足以支持着所有的人口。
Jesus' prediction was correct.
耶稣所给我们的预言呢，是应验了。
He said, as we approach the end of time, the amount of famines that we will see is going to increase.
他说呢，当我们越来越靠近世界的末日，他来的那日子呢，那么饥荒的事情会越来越严重。
Another sign that Jesus gave.
耶稣又给我们另外一个预兆。
He gave us the warning that before he comes, we would see an increase of pestilences.
他警告我们说，当他来临之前呢，瘟疫要增加。
Pestilences is an archaic word. It simply means, in our modern language, diseases.
瘟疫这个词呢，包含了所有的疾病。
Now, I want to be clear. There are two things that are happening in the world of diseases.
有两件事呢，在这个有关于疾病这回事上面呢，正在发生着。
By the way, notice Jesus said, "Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences."
他说呢，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫。
Now, there's two things that are happening in the world of disease today.
今天呢，在疾病学啊这个世界里面呢，有两件事在发生。
There are certain diseases that we used to treat with certain medicines.
有一些的病呢，我们用一些的药物来医治的。
But they're no longer responding as effectively to those treatments.
可是呢，今天我们发现了这些疾病呢，对这些治疗的方案呢，已经不再有任何的反应。
And now there are some new diseases that never existed before.
而且呢，今天我们发现了一些新的病症呢，是以前从来没有发现过的。
For example,
举个例子
，AIDS。
艾滋病。
AIDS is an epidemic in certain parts of the world.
在世界的某一些地区呢，这是一种的瘟疫。
I went to Botswana in Africa.
我去到非洲的这个波斯纳。
Botswana has a 33% rate of adult people that are infected with HIV.
在那个人口呢，它的成人有30%是带艾滋病的。
That's one out of every three people.
就是每三个人当中有一个。
I understand that Thailand next door also has a very high incidence of HIV.
我也知道在我们的邻国泰国也有相当高的艾滋病的得病者。
And then there's Ebola.
还有伊波拉。
It's a disease where when you get it, your organs, they explode and then it comes out of like your mouth and your eyes and whatever holes you have in your body.
这种的疾病呢，你染上的话呢，那么你身体里面的那些器官呢就会爆裂，然后就开始从各个出口出来了。
And then there's mad cow disease.
还有疯牛症。
Do they have McDonald's here? Okay. Now in America,
在美国
one hamburger from McDonald's
从麦当劳的这个其中一个 hamburger
can have meat from 100 different cows.
是可以从100只牛不同的地方。的肉呢加起来做成的
Just one hamburger.
就是一个 hamburger.
Now, Japan,
在日本
they test 100% of their beef for mad cow disease.
他们呢就把所有100%的这个牛肉呢都要做这个疯牛症的检验。
Do you know how much percent America tests for mad cow disease?
你知道在美国他们有检验多少%的肉类呢或牛肉
1%.
1%.
It's too expensive for them.
因为呢，他们要如果要检验所有的牛肉呢，是太昂贵了。
You know about SARS.
你知道 SARS 病。
And then, of course, the bird flu and the swine flu.
禽流感，A 型流感。
Now, I know flu is not new. Flu has always been around.
流感呢，都不是一个很罕见的事情。
But the strains of these flus are new.
可是呢，这些制造这些流感的病菌呢，却是新的。
Jesus' prediction was correct.
耶稣他的预言呢是真的。
As we approach the end,
当我们越来越靠近末日
we are seeing an increase of these kinds of things.
我们就看见越来越多这种的瘟疫。
Now, there's something else that Jesus warned.
圣经耶稣呢也向我们警告了另外一件事。
For this one, we have to go to the book of Luke.
我们必须要翻到路加福音。
It's going to be found in the book of Luke and chapter 21.
路加福音第21章。
Here's what Jesus said.
耶稣在这里这么说。
In verse 25.
第25节。
Verse 25, Jesus said, There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring.
日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
Now what did Jesus mean?
耶稣的这话是什么意思呢
？Jesus was predicting that nature would be out of control.
耶稣他向我们预言说，这个自然界啊将会不再受控制。
Now this is from an article in a magazine.
这是在一个杂志里面的一段话。
They have noticed that every year the number of storms and disasters has gone up 7%.
他说呢，这个天灾的研究所他们就发现到每一年啊。这个天灾的次数呢，增加7-8%左右。
But from 2000 to 2007,
可是从2000年到2007年这七年之间
，it went up 8%.
它就每一年增加了大约8%。
Has the weather been strange for you here in Malaysia?
在马来西亚的气候是不是有一些异常呢
？In America, we are noticing a bizarre pattern that.You cannot predict really what's happening anymore.
在美国呢，我们就发现到一种天气的异常，你甚至不能够预测天气将会发生什么样的变化。
The Bible gives us another sign.
圣经给我们另外一个预兆。
And it's found in the book of James.
是在雅各书。
Let's notice what the Bible says about the economic situation in the world before Jesus comes.
圣经如何告诉我们有关于耶稣再来之前的经济景况呢
James chapter 5.
在雅各书第五章
The Bible says in verse 1, Go to now, you rich men, and weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you.
他说你们这些富足人哪应当哭泣号嚎因为将有苦难临到你们身上
Verse 2 says Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten
你们的财物坏了衣服也被虫子咬了
Verse 3 says Your gold and silver is cankered and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire You have heaped treasure together for the last days
你们的金银都长了锈那锈要证明你们的不是又要吃你们的肉如同火烧你们在这末世只知积攒钱财
Now you know what a funeral car is
你知道这个丧礼的音乐
It's like the special car that they put the casket in
这个丧礼用的这个车
Have you ever seen a funeral car that had a like a trailer behind it
你有没有看过一种的这个丧礼的车呢后面是有一个小屋子这样子拖着的
No, they don't do that
他们不会这么做
When you die, you can't take your money with you
因为你死了以后呢你不能把你的钱带走
The Bible says that these men have heaped treasure for the last days
圣经告诉我们啊根据英文的圣经呢是这么说这些人积攒钱财呢就是等待那末日
It means that they are living right before Jesus comes
意思是说他们就是在耶稣来之前活着
And what's happened to them?
然后这些人发生什么样的事呢
In verse 3 the Bible says that their gold and silver is cankered
第三节告诉我们他们的金和银都生了锈
It describes the sudden devaluation of money
就是在这里形容的是突然间金银财宝就突然间跌了价。
Now, here in Malaysia, you don't feel the effects maybe as much as we do in the United States.
在马来西亚可能我们没有感觉到这个经济的状况好像美国那么严重。
But in America, it's getting very bad.
可是在美国呢已经很严重了。
I just read a statistic.
我刚刚读了一个统计。
One out of every 10 people now in the United States is unemployed.
就是在美国呢每十个人当中有一个人是失业的
Not only that
不止如此
The number of people that need government support to buy food is increasing drastically
而且呢那些需要政府的资助金来买食物吃的人呢不断的增加
We are living in a very dangerous economic situation
我们是生活在这种经济情况很危险的经济情况之下
The Bible predicted this right before Jesus comes
圣经里面呢他就预言到在耶稣回来之前将会有这样的情况
Another sign that the Bible gives
圣经又告诉我们另外一个预兆
is found in the book of Luke
是在路加福音
chapter 17
第十七章
And notice what Jesus said here
这边是耶稣怎么说呢
Luke 17 and verse 26.
路加十七章第二十六节。
The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
So what time does Jesus compare the time right before he comes? What time does he compare it to?
耶稣呢，他用什么样的什么时候来比较他来临之前的那一段时候呢
？The days of who?
是谁的日子
The days of Noah.
挪亚的日子
So Jesus is saying,
耶稣是说
The time right before Jesus comes,
耶稣再来之前的那段日子
It will be like the time of Noah.
就会好像挪亚的日子那样
Well, what was Noah's time like?
挪亚的日子是怎么样的呢
Let's go back to Genesis and find out.
让我们回到创世纪来找出答案
Genesis chapter 6
创世纪第六章
And verse 11,
第十一节
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
The earth was corrupt before God and the earth was filled with violence.
世界在上帝面前败坏地上满了强暴
Verse 13, God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them.
上帝就对挪亚说凡有血气的人他的尽头已经来到我面前因为地上满了他们的强暴
I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
What was the characteristics of Noah's time?
在挪亚的日子是有什么特征的呢
？What kind of time was it?
那个时候是怎么样的呢
？What kind of time was it?
那个时候是怎么样的呢
？It was a violent time.
是充满强暴的。
Do we live in a violent world today?
我们今天活着的是不是充满暴力的地方呢
？You know, in the United States, a number of years ago.
在美国呢，在好几年前
，There were two students that brought some bags to school.
有两个学生呢，他就带了一些包，
Nobody knew what was inside those bags.
没有人知道这个包包里面装的是什么东西。
They opened the bags and they pulled out guns.
他们就打开了这个书包呢，把枪拿了出来。
And they killed 11 of their fellow classmates.
就把班上的11位同学杀死了。Since
that time,
自从那个时候起,
almost every year,
每一年, 差不多每一年,
there is a shooting, and the most recent one, 32 people died from one person.
都会有这种校园的, 枪击案发生, 而且最, 最靠近就是最近我们这个时候的呢, 有一个死了33个人。
Someone told me that here in Malaysia,
有人告诉我在马来西亚,
there is evidence of gang violence.
也有校园的这种暴力或者是帮派。
And groups of young people using knives and other instruments to kill and to torture people.
年轻的学生们甚至用这些刀的这些利器呢来 欺压别的同学。
You know, it used to be that when I was growing up, kids would, you know, they would fight with each other.
在我长大的时候日子里面呢，孩子们都会打架。
Now, kids are shooting each other.
可是现在的孩子是用枪来打架。
It is a change in society.
这是社会的改变。
Another sign that Jesus gave.
另外耶稣给的另外一个预兆。
Matthew chapter 24.
在马太福音第24章。
Here's what the Bible says.
圣经这么说。
Matthew 24 and verse 7.
马太福音24章第7节。
For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences. And earthquakes.
民要攻打民国，要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫、地震。
Now, what did we say about the things in verses 6 and 7?
在第6和第7节，那边我们说到的是什么呢？
Verse 8 says that they are the beginning of the birth pains.
在第8节说到，这是生产之难的起头。
So what should we expect to happen before Jesus comes?
所以当耶稣来之前，我们会看见什么样的情况呢？
Will there be more earthquakes?
是不是会有更多的地震呢？
Or less earthquakes?
或者是更少的地震?
Which one? There's going to be more.
当然是更多。
Look at the screen tonight.
我们来看看这荧幕。
Now, this is a survey of the number of major earthquakes since the 9th century.
这是一个研究从第9世纪到现在, 地震, 大地震的记录。
When we say major, we're talking about above a 7 on the Richter scale.
当我们说到大地震呢，就是里特级7级以上的地震。Do
you notice a pattern?
你会看到一种的趋势。
Now we live in the 21st century.
我们现在活着21世纪。Do
you know what scientists are saying now?
你知道科学家怎么说吗？
Every year there is 6,000 earthquakes above a 7 on the Richter scale.
他说每一年啊，超过7级里特级的地震呢，有6000次之多。Every
year.
每一年。
Now I have to be clear about something.
我必须要很清楚地说一件事。Many
of these earthquakes are on the bottom of the ocean where you'll never feel them.
很多这些记载下的地震呢，是在海底下发生的，是我们不知道的。And
it's true that our earthquake sensing information, our technology has improved.
当然呢，我们这种预测地震或者是 监测地震的科学方式呢，也进步了很多。This
was a 50-year survey that was done for the government help for people that were victims of disasters.
这是50年的研究，就是人们呢，他们派出支援部队去支援那些受天灾影响的灾民。Now,
do you see this brown color?
你看到这个棕色吗？ 棕色的。
The brown color represents earthquakes.
这棕色的部分代表的是地震。
Over a period of 50 years, there is an increasing trend in the disasters that result from earthquakes.
在这过去的50年, 你看到这个地震的频率呢越来越高。
There is no doubt that the earthquakes in the world are increasing.
不可否认的，这地球发生地震的次数呢越来越多了。
The last sign that I want to share with you,
最后的一个预兆,
it affects the family.
影响到家庭。
Paul talks about this.
保罗他就提到这件事。
In 2 Timothy 3.
在提摩太后书第3章。
And here's what he says.
在提摩太后书第3章,他怎么说?
2 Timothy 3, Paul says, This know that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
你该知道末日必有危险的日子来到。
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy.
人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤毒，毁背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Now, I don't know about Malaysia.
我不知道马来西亚是怎么样。
But in the United States,
但是在美国。
This one, disobedient to parents, is very obvious.
违背父母这一回事呢，是非常明显的。
My wife and I go shopping at the mall.
我和我的太太呢，就去买东西。
And we hear little children.
我们就听到小小的孩子
shouting at their parents.
对他们的父母大喊大叫。
We heard some children cursing at their parents.
甚至咒诅他们的父母。
Paul said this would be a sign of the last days.
保罗告诉我们这是末日的预兆。
In verse 3,
第三节
the Bible says, without natural affection.
无亲情。
I read about stories of a mother who drowned 5 of her children.
我读到这个故事呢，有关于一个母亲，她把她五个孩子呢都溺死。
A mother is supposed to love her children.
一个母亲是应该爱她的孩子的。
But the Bible says at the end of time, people would be without natural affection.
可是圣经告诉我们呢，在末时啊，人们呢会没有亲情。
You read about husbands murdering their wives.
我们读到有关于丈夫怎么样谋杀他们的妻子。
Children killing their parents.
孩子杀害他们的父母。
The Bible says at the end of time, people would be without natural affection.
圣经告诉我们在末时人们会没有这种亲情。
In verse 3 it says, truce breakers.
第三节不解怨。
You see, when people get married,
当人们结婚了
they're making a truce, a covenant.
他们呢就立了一个约。
Bible says at the end of time, people don't care.
可是圣经告诉我们在末时呢人们就不管这些了。
So people marry and divorce and marry and divorce and marry and divorce.
人们结婚然后离婚结婚离婚又再结婚又离婚。
Verse 4, the Bible says, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
第四节说到爱厌乐不爱上帝。
You know, there is a great deal of immorality that's going on in the world today.
今天世界上有很多的不道德的事情。
In America,
在美国。
30-40% of couples that are getting counseling, 30-40% of the women who are married and getting counseling are unfaithful to their husbands.
有30-48%的妇女啊，她们去接受这种婚姻的辅导，她们就是对她们的丈夫不忠。
There is a growth in the number of people that have sexually transmitted diseases.
那些染上性病的人越来越多。
In the United States,
在美国,
the group that has the highest rate of gonorrhea or STDs,
一种的性病在美国呢，染上这种性病的的年纪的这个组
are students that are in middle school.
就是最多染上这种性病的人呢，是在中学的学生。
Jesus said this in Matthew 24.
在马太福音第24章。
You see, we're not reading these things to get scared.
我们不是因为要读这些话呢，然后就感到恐惧。
In Matthew 24, verse 33,
马太福音24章第33节。
Jesus said, so likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
So what Jesus was saying is that you'll know that it's coming soon.
耶稣说你知道已经很近了就要来了。
Now it's very interesting because this phrase at the doors, it has special meaning for me.
这一句话正在门口呢对我来说是有很特别的意义的。
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候
my parents told us when we leave the house,
我的父母告诉我就说如果我们离开这个屋子
don't turn on the TV.
就不要开电视机。
But my sister and I, we were bad.
可是我和我姐姐呢就很顽皮。
So、turn it on anyway.
我们就开电视机。
Back then, if you touch the TV, you can tell, oh, it's hot. They were watching it.
啊、在过去呢，如果你碰这个电视机的话，你会碰到。如果是热的话，你知道人们也曾经开过这个电视机。
So one day,
有一天
my parents took the big. We had a big TV.
啊、我的父母呢就拿了这个很大的这个电视机。
And they threw it away.
然后就丢掉了。
We were so sad.
我们非常的难过。
But they bought us a small one.
然后就买了个小的给我们。
And they said, when we go,
他说当我们离开家，就是父母不在的时候
don't turn it on.
不准开电视机。
But we were bad. So we turned it on anyway.
我们还是开了个电视机。
So what they did is they would take the cord out
然后他们就会把这个插头拔掉,
and take it with them.
然后就带着跟他们一起走。
But we were smart.
可是我们很聪明。
We actually found another cord.
然后我们就去找了另外一个可以插电的插头。
So then,
然后,
when they would go,
他们走了,
they would actually hide it somewhere.
他们就会把电视机收起来。
But we were bad.
可是我们还是很顽皮,
and we would find it.
我们还是找得到,
and we were so absorbed in watching this.
然后呢, 沉迷看着电视节目,
that we didn't hear the car pull into the driveway.
然后我们就没有听到车呢, 进屋子的声音,
the only sound we heard
我们听到的唯一的声音,
was the key turning in the lock.
就是开门的那个开锁的声音,
but it was too late.
太迟了。
When something is at the doors,
当一件事情或一个东西在门口,
you are either ready or you're not.
你就是准备好或者还没有准备好。
Which means that when we see these signs,
当我们看见这一切的预兆,
we have to decide in our hearts if we are ready or not.
我们必须要在心里面决定我们准备好了没有。
Some of you know that my sister-in-law was in a car accident.
有些人或许知道我的
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Okay. My wife's sister.
Okay. 我的姨子或者是我的小姨就曾经遇到了一次的车祸。
I arrived in Malaysia on a Friday.
我星期五到达马来西亚。
On Sunday, I got an email from my wife.
然后星期天我就收到了我太太寄来的电邮。
Her 17-year-old sister.
她的就是她17岁的妹妹。
Was in a car accident.
就遇到了车祸。
They were driving along the road one day.
他们就在路上开车。
And they hit something called black ice. I don't know if that makes any
他们就,
sense.
创造了一个东西叫做黑眼。
They were in an Audi. What? They were in an Audi.
他们就在外面。
And they skidded out of control.
然后他们就失控了这个汽车。
And from the other side, a truck was coming.
然后对面来的是个大卡车。
And it hit the Audi.
然后就撞到了这个。
And the car split into two pieces.
哦, 撞到了他们的, 然后整个车裂成两半。
My wife posted pictures. One piece of the car is on one side of the road, the other piece is on the other side.
我的太太寄来了这个照片, 这辆车呢, 有一部分是在路的一边, 然后另外一部分在路的另外一边。
My wife's sister is 17 years old.
我的这个小姨子呢, 才17岁。
She was in the part that was of the back of the car.
她是在车的后面。
She went to the hospital.
她就去了医院。
She broke two of her vertebrae.
她的后面的脊椎骨有两个断了。
She sheared off her tailbone.
然后她的这个尾龙骨呢也断了。
Just today I got an email update.
今天呢我又收到了一个电邮。
The doctors have performed 3 surgeries on her now.
医生呢为她进行了3次的手术。
They had to remove part of her colon.
他们必须要拿出她一部分的大肠。
For the rest of her life,
就是他一生人,
she will have to wear a diaper.
她必须要穿这个尿布。
And they told us today that for the rest of her life, she is paralyzed from the knees down.
就是今天他们告诉我们说呢, 她一生人呢, 就会下半身瘫痪。
She's so young.
她是这么的年轻。
You know, sometimes in life, we don't think about what tomorrow holds.
在生命人生当中呢, 很多时候我们不会想到下一步会发生什么事。
Sometimes in life, we don't think about being ready every day.
有些时候呢, 我们不会想说我们要每一天都准备好。
Tonight, I want to make a special invitation for you.
今天晚上呢, 我要向大家做出特别的邀请。
I want you to make a decision for Jesus.
我要你为耶稣做出一个决定。
Before we do that,
在我们还没有开始这么做的时候,
I want to invite Tara to come up.
我要邀请Tara到前面来。
And she is going to sing a song for us tonight.
她要为我们唱一首诗歌。
I want you to listen carefully to the words of this song.
我要你细心地听这首歌的歌词。
And when she's done singing,
当她唱完了之后,
I am going to make a special invitation.
我要做出一个特别的邀请。
I want to invite you to be praying in your hearts even right now.
我要求大家现在就在心里面祷告。
See, we have to be ready for Jesus. We don't know if we're going to be alive tomorrow.
我们要每时每刻都准备好迎接耶稣，因为我们不知道明天我们是否还活着。
When you're young, sometimes you don't even think about death.
当你年轻的时候，你根本不会想到死亡这回事。
It's how my sister-in-law was.
这就是我的小姨子，她从来没有想过。
But I want to tell you something very interesting.
可是我要告诉大家一件比较有意义的事。
When the car ripped in half,
当这个车呢裂成两半的时候，
her other sister was in the car.
她的另外一个姐妹呢也在车上。
And she ran over to Kuipo.
然后她就跑过去。
And Kuipo was like, her body was folded in half like this.
她的身体呢就这样子弯着。
But she was saying, help, help me, help me.
然后就说，请你帮助我，请你帮助我。
And then her sister heard her say these words.
然后呢，这个另外一个姐妹呢就听到她说的这句话。
She said, don't worry about me.
她说，不要为我担忧。
She said, I'm right with Jesus.
我跟耶稣是和好的。
Listen as Tara sings tonight.
请你细心地听 Tara 唱这首歌。
And pray in your heart.
然后在心里面做出祷告。
Tonight, I want to make a special invitation.
今天晚上我要做出一个特别的邀请。
You've been coming to these seminars each night.
你每一晚都来参加这个聚会。
And I believe that you're coming because God has been speaking to you and He's been drawing you through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我相信呢，上帝就是用他的灵带领你来到这里。
Tonight's message reminds us that we are living in a special time.
今天的信息再次提醒我们，我们是活在一个特别的时候。
Not only is Jesus coming soon,
不只是耶稣快要回来了，
but we have to remember that we are not guaranteed tomorrow.
但是我们要记得，我们明天未必是还活着的。
The Bible says that when you see all of these signs, know that it is near, even at the doors.
圣经告诉我们，当我们看见这一切的预兆，我们要知道这日子近了，就在门口。
Jesus wants you to be ready for His coming today.
耶稣他要你今天就准备好来迎接。
Not tomorrow.
他的来临不是明天。
Not after you're done graduating.
也不是你毕业的时候。
Not after you retire.
也不是你退休的时候。
He wants you to be ready for His coming today.
他今天就要你准备好迎接他的来临。
And some of you recognize
在座有一些人也认识到
that you want to be ready.
你其实是愿意准备好的。
You the Spirit of God has been speaking to you.
你感受到上帝的灵在对你说话。
And you know that you need to make a decision. You need to make that commitment to Jesus to be ready for His coming.
而且你知道你必须要做出这样的决定，做出这个决志来接受他。
Friends, tonight, if you want to say to Jesus,
今天晚上如果你愿意
Lord, I've lived a life, and maybe not always, I have been paying attention to the signs.
你今天愿意对耶稣说，主啊，在过去呢，我一直都注意着你要来的这些预兆。
But tonight, I'm reminded again that Jesus is coming soon.
可是今天晚上我再一次的被提醒，
tonight,
耶稣快来了。
I'm reminded again that tomorrow is not guaranteed.
而且我今天晚上再次的被提醒，明天并不是被保证的。
If you would like to say to Jesus tonight,
如果今天晚上你要对耶稣说，
Jesus, I want to be ready for your coming.
耶稣，我要准备好迎接你的来临。
I want to be found faithful when you come.
当你来的时候，我愿意是忠心的。
Friend, if you'd like to say that to Jesus tonight,
各位朋友，如果今天晚上你愿意这么说，
I want to ask you to stand where you are right now.
我要要求你站在你的座位那里。
Just stand where you are.
就请你站起来。
You're telling Jesus that I want to be ready for your soon return.
你在告诉耶稣，我要准备好迎接你的来临。
Now please, I hope that as you stand,
我希望当你站起来的时候，
that you are praying in your heart.
你是在心里面祈祷。
You're speaking to Jesus.
你在对耶稣说。
And you are saying, Jesus, here are some things in my life that I need help with.
耶稣啊，在我的心里面呢，有一些东西是我需要帮助的。
I want to be ready.
我要准备好。
But I need your help.
我希望得到你的帮助。
Tara is going to sing one more verse for us.
Tara 呢，会继续唱第二节。
And while she's singing,
当她唱的时候，
I want to invite you to close your eyes.
我要邀请大家闭上眼睛。
And I want you to be praying to Jesus in your hearts.
我要你在心里面向耶稣祷告。
Listen as Tara sings.
请你细心地听 Tara 唱。
Heads are bowed and eyes are closed before we pray.
当大家低下头来闭上眼睛在我们还没有祷告之前
Some of you tonight recognize that you need special prayer.
在我们在座当中有一些人认识到你需要特别的祷告
You might be struggling with something that you cannot handle alone.
或许呢你是在心里挣扎做因为有一些是你不能够自己处理的事
Some of you are facing financial difficulties
或许在座有些人遇到经济上的困难
You don't know where you're going to be able to go to school or how you're going to pay for certain things
可能你不知道你要到哪里去上学或者是你要怎样付这些账单
And you're praying to God for help and for wisdom
你在向上帝祈求帮助和智慧。
Some of you are having family problems.
或许在座有一些人有家庭的问题。
You want to do what's right.
你要做好正确的事。
Your parents oppose you.
可是你的父母呢却反对你。
Maybe your friends will oppose you.
或许你的朋友反对你。
And you recognize that you need Jesus to give you special help.
而且你认识到你需要耶稣给你特别的帮助。
Some of you have an issue in your life. You don't know what God's will is for tomorrow.
或许在你的人生中，你不知道上帝对你明天的旨意。
And you need special prayer because you want God's guidance for your future.
你需要特别的祷告，因为你需要上帝对你为你的将来做出的决定。
Before we pray tonight,
在我们今天晚上祷告之前
，If you would like special prayer,
如果你需要特别的祷告
，You would like to ask Jesus to specially intervene in your life.
你要要求耶稣特别的掌管，或者是介入你的生活当中。
I want to invite you to come to the front tonight.
今天晚上我要邀请你到前面来
，Because I want to offer a special prayer for some of you that are struggling with some things in your life.
我要为在座的一些人，就是正在为一些事情挣扎的人祷告。
I'm going to ask you to just come to the front right up here.
我要求你到前面来，就来到这里。
I want to offer special prayer for you before we close.
我要在我们结束之前为你做特别的祷告。
Because you recognize that you cannot handle your problem alone.
因为你发现到你不能够单独的处理你所面对的问题。
So tonight, if you would like some special prayer,
今天晚上如果你愿意得到特别的祷告
I'm going to ask you to slip out of your aisle and just come to the front.
请你离开你的座位到前面来
Heads are bowed and eyes are closed.
请大家低下头来，闭上眼睛。
But if the Spirit of God is impressing you, won't you come forward tonight before we pray?
如果上帝的圣灵在感动你的心，那么在我们还没有祷告之前，何不请你到前面来呢？
Ask Jesus to speak to you in these quiet moments.
要求耶稣在这安静的时刻向你说话。
I don't want to make this too long, but if there's anybody else before we pray tonight,
在我们还没有祷告之前，如果还有任何其他的人，请你向前来。
Won't you come to the front tonight and tell Jesus that you would like special intervention in your life at this moment of your experience?
你要告诉耶稣，在你人生的这一个时刻，你需要他特别的帮助。
Before we pray, maybe there's just one other person that wants to come forward tonight.
在我们还没有祷告之前，或许还有一位愿意向前来。
Ask everyone to bow your heads with me as we pray.
我要求每一个人和我一起低下头来。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Tonight,
今天晚上。
You see these here that have stood to indicate their willingness to be ready for the coming of Jesus.
你看到这些站起来的每一位。他们都愿意准备好迎接你的来临。
And not only these that are standing,
不只是这些站着的。
But here tonight, some have come forward.
还有一些是走到前面来的。
They recognize that at this moment in their life,
他们发现到他们在人生的这一点，这个时刻。
They need special help from Jesus.
他们需要从耶稣来特别的帮助。
They need special wisdom from Jesus.
他们需要耶稣来特别的智慧。
And they're come forward tonight indicating that they're asking God to intervene in their behalf.
他们向前来就是要邀请你特别介入他们的生命当中。
Perhaps there are still some here tonight that would like to come forward.
或许在座还有一些人愿意向前来的。
Give them the courage to step forward to say, Jesus, help me, please.
求你给他们有勇气能够上前来说，主耶稣啊，求你帮助我。
I pray that for each case, you would show them clearly your power and your will.
为每一个，我要向你祈求，你向他们显示，清楚地显示你的能力和你的智慧。
That as we look forward to the coming of Jesus,
当我们展望到耶稣的来临，
we can look back on this day, this experience, this meeting.
我们能够回头回望是在这一次的聚会这一刻。
And we can recognize Jesus was moving and working in our lives.
我们能够认识到耶稣在我们的心里面工作，在我们感动了我们。
As we leave this place tonight,
今天晚上当我们离开这个地方，
may we not lose the blessing that you have in store for us.
但愿我们不会失去你为我们所预备的福气。
We thank you so much for hearing and answering these prayers.
我们感谢您听我们的祷告。
And I pray that for these that have come forward,
我要为这些向前来的祷告。
The Holy Spirit would seal deep within their hearts the convictions that rest upon them just now.
圣灵呢会深深地感动他们，把这些感动呢紧紧地停留在他们的心中。
Thank you.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.